Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have an absolutely loaded broadcast for you on this Monday, March 14th. We're going to be joined by Alex Jones on the road coming up in the next segment. We also have Dr. Francis Boyle joining us, the one who first broke the Wuhan lab leak over 2 years ago, now to respond to the Ukrainian biolabs, and Mike Adams coming up. But first, the latest report from John Baum.
The horrible truth cannot be denied. The Biden administration is directly responsible for the war in Ukraine, gas prices, food shortages, and inflation.
Who was your highest level contact with the U.S. government in this period?
Я постоянно имел контакт с Вадимом Байденом. Вадим Байден говорил одно, а в Украине делали другое.
Questions of credibility are being raised after a private chat between two top U.S. diplomats was leaked online.
I think Yats is the guy who's got the economic experience, the governing experience. He's the guy, you know, what he needs is Klitsch and Tony Book on the outside. I just think Klitsch going in, he's going to be at that level working for Yatsenyuk. It's just not going to work.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. Okay. Good. Well, do you want us to try to set up a call with him as the next step?
Sullivan's come back to me via VFR saying you need Biden, and I said probably tomorrow for an attaboy and to get the deets to stick. So okay. Biden's willing.
So you had this remarkable phone call where you have these two senior officials of the U.S. government apparently talking about a coup or how they were planning to restructure the government of Ukraine.
We're on track right now. I'm on track to be the first president in history to lower the deficit by over $1 trillion in 1 year. I'm sick of this stuff. We have to talk about it because the American people think the reason for inflation is government spending more money. Simply not true.
Inflation is not created by COVID. It's not created by Putin. It's not created by greedy corporations gouging their customers. There's one source of inflation. The actual definition of inflation is an expansion of the money supply. And it's the Federal Reserve that's been expanding the money supply. They've called it quantitative easing, but they keep creating dollars. And it's the U.S. government that spends those dollars into circulation. And as it does that, the value of each dollar goes down. And so the price of everything that you buy with dollars goes up. And they're saying 7.9%, which is the worst inflation since 1982. What they don't tell you is that we had a different CPI in 1982. And if we use the same CPI today that we used then, we would be over 15% inflation, which means 2021 or 2022 right now, this is the worst inflation in our lifetimes. We're experiencing higher inflation now than anything during the 1970s, and this decade is just getting started. Inflation's got only one way to go, and that's up.
Irrefutably attributable to the corrupt sociopathic establishment that hides behind the senile blunderer-in-chief in plain sight.
Putin's tax, that's really Putin's gas hike. That's his gas hike. This so much of this increase in the gas tax, the gas price started.
Biden's economic wrecking ball was recently aided by the decimation of small businesses overwhelmed by the tycoons of the pandemic economy.
Who got the money from the Paycheck Protection Program? You know, this is our $800 billion. That's kind of a lot. Okay, that we gave out.
Mm-hmm.
Only about a quarter of the money spent by the program paid wages that would have otherwise been lost. So three quarters of it didn't do, of $800 billion. And then 72% of the relief money ended up in the hands of people with incomes, household incomes, in the top 20%. All that money ended up to people who are in the top 20%?
Driving a final stake into the heart of the middle-class economy, as 7 in 10 Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, while over half of Americans don't have 3 months in emergency savings. As food producers continue to minimize their products, airlines are scaling back on flights, truckers add more fuel surcharges, Bidenflation destroys the recovery following the pandemic as the war on fossil fuels continues to ripple through an engineered depression, with the endgame ushering in the Great Reset, where you will own nothing and be happy.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boost your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time, and I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what, I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out, because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. See your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Monday, March 14th. The year is 2022, and we've seen the biggest developments yet in the three-plus-week war that's broken out in Ukraine. First off, Vladimir Putin yesterday arrested the head of the Russian Foreign Intelligence Services of the FSB. That's combined in one group. The FSB is their internal and external. So they've arrested the equivalent of their CIA director and his deputy, claiming that they did not properly assess the situation in Ukraine and that the resistance was much greater than they thought. This is an admission that Putin basically walked directly into a trap, which, again, I'm very, very concerned right now, because that would mean Putin is not very smart. I know multiple people who have been inside Ukraine the last 8 years, training what they call stay-behind networks, so that when a foreign army invades, you have guerrilla forces ready to roll out and destroy them. And that's why they didn't stop the Russians when they came across the border. They waited till they walked directly into the mass groupings of ambushes that we've all seen, with the columns of tanks being destroyed, the helicopters being shot down, jets being shot down. The losses are way over 10,000. They're now admitting about 8,000 dead Russians. There's obviously tens of thousands of dead Ukrainians. Both sides are playing down the numbers of dead. But I really, at the end of the day, blame NATO and its stay-behind networks overthrowing the president 8 years ago, and George Soros going on television on CNN and bragging that he did it, and then going on television recently and saying that he, quote, will take over Russia and create the Soros empire. All of that is to manipulate Russia into going in. Also, you have Kamala Harris saying 6 months ago and again 2 days ago that Ukraine is part of NATO. So all of that was to manipulate an emotional response from Putin and his hardliners, who were threatening to overthrow him. The word is, if he didn't move against Ukraine, then his foreign intelligence heads, who were tasked with infiltrating and buying off the opposition, got billions and billions and billions of the equivalent of dollars, and Putin just doesn't believe that they made the payoffs, which any part of a real invasion is, you buy off most of the opposition before you come in. That's what Hitler did with France, what the U.S. did in both Iraq wars. And so that was not done. And instead, they walked directly into a trap. And the only way I can see that being true is that Putin believed, his intelligence heads, that the entire NATO stay-behind network that had been put in place there was removed. And it's very important to understand that the main stay-behind networks were not just set up in the last decade or the last 8 years. That was an acceleration of the stay-behind networks. The stay-behind network system was set up at the end of World War II, because the Nazis actually set up, as the Eastern Front was collapsing after the failure of Operation Barbarossa in the past 3 years, tens of thousands of secret brigades all over Eastern Europe who were Nazis, and who had large caches of weapons and stolen loot to then continue the attack even after Germany itself fell. That's why it took over a year after the end of World War II until close to the end of 1946 for the Russians to even clean out what they thought was most of the Nazi networks. So all NATO did in the last decade was go in and pick up all those networks who were the sons and grandsons of those very same people who had positioned themselves into positions of power. And there was an ongoing tug of war in the last 70-plus years between the pro-Europe forces that were set up by the Nazis and the pro-Russian forces that were set up again by Stalin at the end of World War II. And it really goes back to other forces before that, with Lenin setting up systems in Ukraine that had still been part of Russia. But then after the supposed collapse of the Soviet Union, Ukraine quasi broke away. And there's now been a simple tug of war going on for the last 8 years. And so that's why I said when Putin invaded 3 weeks ago that he has walked into a trap and that his quick police action is not going to be that. And that they're going to force him to start going in and leveling cities, because it is a fact that they're using the Islamic-type tactics that we've seen around the world in Afghanistan and Iraq, of hiding in churches, hiding in hospitals, hiding in universities, and not in the government buildings. And then you've got leftists posting on Reddit with geolocation. Here I am, I came here from the U.S. and I'm with, these forces. You'll have leftists right next to actual Nazis who actually have Nazi symbols on their uniforms. And then they will attack the hospital even before people have been evacuated out of it. So the Ukrainians are using incredibly dirty, nasty, dirty war, unrestricted warfare tactics. And the Russians have not done that yet, but they're starting to get in that posture. Putin doesn't have a way out of this. This escalates the possibility of nuclear war massively, and that takes us to the next big point. How many more of the Russian leadership is Putin going to have to arrest as he begins to fear they may actually come after him, with a long history in Russia, in fact, particularly Russia? All countries and empires kill their leaders from time to time, but Russia particularly does this if the leader embarrasses or looks like they're losing. And so NATO has come out and said if any chemical weapons are used, they're going to say that it was Putin and that that's a red line and that NATO may actually become openly engaged, when really right now NATO is backing a proxy war with all sorts of special operations troops and former special operations troops from Western countries, including the United States, that are inside Ukraine right now fighting Russian soldiers. And so that's where Joe Biden and that's where Kamala Harris and that's where all these globalists like Soros have brought us. And it is a very, very dangerous moment in time. And I don't see a motive for Putin to use chemicals. They're not going to be effective. And all it's going to do is turn the world against Russia. And so we have a motive there for the Russians not to use chemical weapons. Of course, we were told the Russians used chemical weapons in Syria, and then the jihadis couldn't control themselves and kept shooting footage to get bounties of them actually launching the chemicals in Aleppo and other areas, to then blame the Russians as a pretext for the West to be brought into that war. So in my view, there's no good sides on this. We should have left Ukraine as neutral. That we're basically letting World War II reignite in those areas of Eastern Europe. And we can't have a World War II scenario with Russia, because they have the second largest nuclear arsenal in the world. And yeah, our arsenal's bigger and somewhat better in some ways. Doesn't matter. It's called mutually assured destruction for a reason. And so that is where our world is today, and we need to give Putin a way out of this. There needs to be a Western deal where they get that small eastern area as a buffer zone, and where a major agreement is signed, because this is only going to escalate into a full-bore war very, very quickly, with the Russians now saying they're going to start bombing NATO weapons convoys and NATO weapons deliveries that are coming in out of the Black Sea. And I predict within 48 hours that's going to start happening, and then NATO is going to get pushed even more into conflict. There are a lot of hawks and a lot of crazy people, a lot of chicken hawks like Lindsey Graham, that want to assassinate Putin, that want all-out war. And folks, this is how you get a nuclear war. Bare minimum, this is how you get a massive war with hundreds of thousands of dead Western and Russian troops. And so this is the very scenario number two that most international an intelligence agency war games and Defense Department war games show will trigger nuclear war. Number one is Pakistan and India. Number two is the Ukrainian situation called the NATO-Ukraine-Russia war scenario that kills a billion people on the low end. And then the third scenario is the South China Sea-Taiwan-Hong Kong crisis being kicked off there that could happen between Vietnam and the Philippines against China. Anything could kick it off. We already see skirmishes going on overall. These drilling rigs in the South China Sea and other areas, the artificial islands the Chinese are building. So that's where the world is right now. That's the reality. So when you see leftists calling for war, and when you see right-wingers calling for war and all this idiocy, you know the old saying, World War III will be fought with nuclear weapons. World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. Back to Owen Schroer in the live transmission. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
And I would just like for the U.S. to remain out of all of it. And we could if we wanted to, if we were an independent nation like we were designed to be, but not in the new global government, not in the new global marketplace. So sadly, whatever goes down, even if we don't want to get involved, it's going to affect us anyway. And I've got more of that news coming up. Warnings of food shortages, the continuation of the record high inflation. Ladies and gentlemen, keep InfoWars on the air. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com, from our live transmissions to our emergency broadcasts over the weekends to our on-the-street activity like yesterday when I go and face a group of pedophiles in downtown Austin, Texas. It's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us on the air. Not to mention your prayers, spreading the links to the live streams, sharing the links to all the content at band.video. You shopping at InfoWarsStore.com built Band.Video, which is where we house our content now, thanks to your support. We still got the big sales up to 50% off top-selling, top-rated supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about the air filters, the water filters, the emergency food.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Front lines, the leading edge of this information warfare in this fight for the future of humanity's soul and destiny lies right here at Infowars.com. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroeder sitting in for Alex today. He's on the road working. We may be hearing from Alex throughout the transmission for the next couple days till he gets back in town. Let me lay out the waterfront here of the news and just kind of reset the show, because we've got huge guests coming up today. Mike Adams is going to be joining us in the next hour, and then Dr. Francis Boyle is going to be joining us in the third hour, and this is can't miss stuff. It was Dr. Francis Boyle who came on the Alex Jones Show in January and February of 2020, breaking the news about the biological weapons lab or the biological research lab in Wuhan, China, and that that was likely the source of the outbreak. He was proven right, and now that's pretty much accepted as what happened. But since time has passed, we just say, oh, well, we lied and said wet market, and we're just going to pretend that that was the real story. And even though it did come out of the lab, we're not going to punish China. We're not going to punish Fauci. We're just going to let that slide. So that's what's coming up as far as the guests are concerned. Now, I've got a ton of news coming out of Ukraine. I've got a bunch of political news here that's going on right now in the U.S. There is some COVID news still kind of lingering, some kind of just breadcrumbs of COVID stuff that's still lingering, but it's not really the top story anymore, though they may bring it back. And there's some signs that they are going to bring it back, because why wouldn't they? Now that they've seized all this power, anytime they release a virus, well, why wouldn't you release a virus and then just seize power again? Of course they're going to. These are tyrants we're talking about here. This is government. An unnatural, inorganic oppression of what would typically be free societies. That's government. And then we've got people responding to all the lies from the Biden administration about oil and gas. And it's just, and the funny thing about it is, the more you look into it, the more you realize it's not just that everything they're telling you about oil and gas is a lie. It's like multiple threads of lies. It's like, okay, Putin is to blame for the gas prices. And then it's like, okay, there's a whole other thread of lies over there. And then it's like, we're pumping more oil than ever before under the Biden administration. And then there's just a whole other thread of lies over there. And it's just a tree of lies that is growing from this Biden administration. It's quite disgusting. We don't even have competent criminals running our country anymore. We now have fully incompetent criminals running our country. That's what we have here. And then I've got some video clips, too. But let me just do this quickly before we get into the news. Now, there is a new Adidas ad, guys, and you can just roll the B-roll. Because here's the thing. All this other news is important and probably more important, I would say. What's going on in Ukraine and the virus power that they seize. That's more important news. But see, if we can't deal with stuff like this, then it doesn't even matter. We'll never be able to have victory, whatever that means, in the info war and truth, or let's say for peace. We'll never have any victories with any of this other stuff if we can't address the most obvious stuff that sits right in front of our face, like men are not women. If we can't have a victory for truth that men are not women, then everything else is done. Forget about it. Forget about Ukraine. Forget about Russia. Forget about China. Forget about everything, folks. If we can't come together as people and say men are not women, we're done. That's it. Game over. Forget about it. So I was wondering, here's this new Adidas ad where they promote men playing women's sports. What happened to the pro-women movement? Well, now you realize it was never a pro-woman movement. It was always just leftist propaganda, just like everything else. Just like every other thing they virtue signal for, whether it's Black Lives Matter or Me Too or all this other stuff, it's all just a front. It's all just marketing gimmicks. They don't care about women. If you were pro-women, why would you want men in women's sports? That's ridiculous. But that's what they're promoting now. And I was wondering, too, about a month or two ago, the actress, South Korean actress, who's a model, that was in Squid Games, a popular Netflix show, won a bunch of awards for her role in Squid Games. Now, I watched Squid Games. I saw her performance. It was mediocre at best. It was mediocre at best. And I used to be a film critic. I used to do movie reviews, had a media pass, everything. Was writing for local papers. So she had a mediocre performance in Squid Games at best. She wins a bunch of awards. And I'm thinking, how does she win these awards? Oh, now I see. She's in all of these different ads promoting transsexualism and promoting men competing with women. So that's all it is now. You don't have to be a good actor or actress to receive an award. All you got to do is promote whatever the latest liberal BS is. Men as women, you got it. You got the award. Mediocre performance in a mediocre TV show, doesn't matter. You promote men as women, we're going to give you that award. Same thing for the Nobel Peace Prize and all this other bullcrap. But see, I go out yesterday, and I might have to come back to this because I'm running short on time here, but I go out yesterday, and folks, the full HD videos at band.video, other HD clips are going to be coming out. I also have a full video on my Getter live stream. I go out to a pro-trans kids event in downtown Austin, Texas. Now, you might be saying, what is a trans kid? Well, exactly. What is a trans kid? It doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a trans kid. That is until one of these leftist perverts, or in my opinion, pedophiles, gets their hands on them. So I've got these things there. They promote, I'm going to come back to this later, they promote putting fake penises in toddlers' pants. And I'll read directly from the promotion of this product. They promote underwear for little boys that they quote-unquote tuck their genitalia so they can pretend to be girls. I mean, who even thinks about this crap? I feel disgusting even talking about it. But, you know, we're really only one, or I would say safely, comfortably, two generations away. I mean, let me tell you something. If my grandparents who were in the military, if my grandparents walked up on the scene that they saw yesterday with a bunch of adults prancing around talking about how they want to chop little boys' genitals up, let me tell you something. People would have gotten their ass kicked. And you know what? I'm not saying everything from past generations is better than what we have now, and maybe that's not a good thing, but let me tell you, there needs to be a certain level of intolerance with men and women showing up, talking about wanting to shock little minutes. Boys and girls.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have, or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it for yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay.
That's the foreign policy of the Biden administration. A cackling wench. A jackal. Someone who is so unprepared, over her head, overwhelmed, an embarrassment to the country. Kamala Harris, sent to Europe because she just wanted a vacation to Europe, pretending to be a diplomat and cackling and jackling her way through press conferences with foreign leaders in Romania, in Poland, and across Europe. I mean, we're talking very serious press conferences about war and famine, and she's cackling up there like a pull string dummy with a laugh track. And then I've got this video, we'll play it later. And you have these hysterical Democrats. They're ranting and raving about how high their gas prices are now. They can't afford to live because of the Biden inflation. And they're blaming Putin for all of it. How do you see, these people are the definition of insane. How do you expect them? It's like, do you learn from your mistakes? Do you learn from your failures? Or do you keep repeating them over and over and just consuming the latest realm of propaganda that justifies your false worldview, your false perspective, your false narrative? So Kamala's over there cackling like a demon, and the left thinks that this is a serious administration. But here's some of the latest news when it comes to the situation in Ukraine. Now, this is the New York Times yesterday. And I actually think they had other stories before that, but this was yesterday's headline. Russia asked China for military and economic aid for Ukraine war, U.S. officials say. So the U.S. intelligence community that lies to us about everything says, oh, look, Russia is asking China for military aid. Now, what would be the goal of that? Is that to be honest that Russia and China are firming an alliance? I don't know if they would want that news out there. Or is this to prop up their narrative that Russia is losing in Ukraine and therefore they're going to China for help, which is just complete BS? Now, I don't know if you could say Russia is winning or losing, but they're certainly not losing. And so maybe that's the U.S. intelligence just propping up the false narrative of Russia's losing, we're winning. So they say, look, Russia needs China's help. Please, Russia could wipe Ukraine off the map if they wanted to. That's not what they want to do. There's all these video reports where just independent journalists in Ukraine are walking through the streets of Kiev and other cities where they're claiming there's just skirmishes and fighting happening all day, all night. And it's just normal activity. People going to the grocery store, people driving their cars around. Now, shouldn't say it's total normal activity, but the point is, we're just not getting any accurate information from our media or our intelligence agencies, so nothing new there. But now China responds after the U.S. intelligence agencies and their propaganda news outlets like the New York Times reporting that Russia is asking China for military aid and economic aid. China slams claims about Russia asking for military assistance in Ukraine as disinformation, U.S. disinformation. And, you know, it's a funny thing. I'm not going to sit here and tell you the Russian government is good and doesn't lie to their people. I'm not going to sit here and tell you the Chinese government is good and doesn't lie to their people. But it's this ironic thing where Russia and China are actually trying to tell us that our government and our media is lying to us. So it's a weird thing. Like, hey, I'm not saying I trust China or Russia, but they're right about that. Why are they warning us about how we're being lied to by our intelligence agencies? Why are they warning us about how we're being lied to about everything in Ukraine by our media? And then there's the big lie that they got caught in the middle of, and this is such an incompetent administration that they couldn't even get their lies straight on the bioweapons labs in Ukraine. China calls for verification of Russian claims of U.S. bioweapons help to Ukraine. Beijing says all parties should give a thorough response to the claims that America is supporting biomilitary programs in Ukraine. And you got to understand, in China, where the U.S. is working with the Chinese military on bioweapons, like the labs in Wuhan, China at least knows what's going on in those labs. They have access to it. They're running the drills. But in Ukraine, they have no idea, and that's why Russia is saying they're building bioweapons on our front doorstep. But here's the official narrative from the U.S. government and the U.S. media. First, it was the biolabs don't exist. And then, so that was Jen Psaki, that was the Biden administration. They said the bioweapons labs, there are no labs in Ukraine, it's all fake news. And then, I guess out of their incompetence and lack of communication, Marco Rubio and Victoria Nuland have a staged question and answers, totally fake, totally staged, all propaganda, where Rubio tees it up for Nuland and she says, yes, there are biolabs in Ukraine and the Russians are going to use them as weapons against the Ukrainian people. Okay, so biolabs, so first it was the labs don't exist. Then on official congressional record, it was the biolabs do exist and Russia is going to use them against Ukraine. Then the same day, hours later, again, they're getting their wires crossed. The State Department and Jen Psaki doubled down saying there are no biolabs in Ukraine. There aren't biolabs in Ukraine. There are biolabs in Ukraine. There aren't biolabs in Ukraine. Well, now we're back to there are biolabs in Ukraine, but they're now called health labs, quote unquote. But these health labs, quote unquote, are going to be used as biological weapons by Russia. So they're 0 for 5. They're 0 for 6, 0 for 10, whatever you want to say. They're batting zero when it comes to the information they're putting about these biolabs. So they've been caught. China knows it. Russia knows it. The world knows it. The only people that haven't realized it yet are the brainwashed fools in this country that still believe the U.S. intelligence agencies and the mainstream news, which is an odd thing, to say the least, but that's the case. So China's in front of the UN saying what's going on with these bioweapons. Russia is saying, why do you have bioweapons on our front door? And then the U.S. media and intel agencies can't even get their story straight. They do exist. They don't exist. They do exist. They don't exist. Well, they're just health labs, but Russia's going to use them as a bioweapon. None of it adds up. None of it makes sense. We're being lied to. And I'm not telling you to trust Russia or China, but they're telling you you're being lied to. But it's only going to get worse, folks. Russia to suspend grain exports to Eurasian Economic Union until August 31st. And if they continue to advance into Ukraine, that situation is only going to get worse. And it's wheat, it's barley, it's all these different things that if Russia cuts it off and we're not getting it from China, it's going to be big problems for the world. It's going to be big problems. Now, it's not going to hurt America as much as the rest of the world, but it's going to have serious problems. Oligarch who founded, I shouldn't even say, I mean, okay, call him an oligarch. That's just U.S. media attacking any Russian that has $1 billion. So it's Russian billionaire who founded Russia's largest fertilizer and coal companies warns the world faces food crisis without an end to the conflict in Ukraine. And again, he's just understanding whether it's the fertilizer, whether it's all the stuff that comes out of Ukraine and Russia. If that stuff gets shut off, you're going to see starving in the third world, just like you saw with COVID. Billionaire supermarket CEO warns of potential meat egg shortage as Omicron disrupts U.S. supply chain. Well, it's actually now in China they're shutting down again because of a virus, which means they're probably going to do the same thing in the U.S. after the midterms, folks. Putin warns a possible oil shortage due to lack of investment. No one is talking about the mass food shortage and grocery bill increases the U.S. is barreling towards. But hey, it's worth it to destroy our country because Ukraine...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Biden administration is actually in support of what's going on in Ukraine. It's because it gives them a perfect scapegoat for all the devastation that we're seeing here in America with the economy, the inflation, the consumer price index, gas prices, energy prices, etc. Perfect scapegoat. Blame Putin. Blame Russia. Wipe our hands of the situation we caused. And the liberal nut jobs fall for the whole thing. In fact, guys, do we have clip 10 ready to go? Here's a perfect example. Trust me. Don't doubt me on this. The Biden administration is gleeful at what's going on in Ukraine because it gives them a scapegoat for everything they've caused, and all their brainwashed minions sound like this today.
Look at the price of gas now. It's $7.55 a gallon. Hey, Putin, we're sending you a bill.
Hey, Putin. But see, again, leftist logic can never be applied universally. That's why it's not logic. It's illogic. What about the Chinese biolab that released COVID onto the world and Fauci's involvement and Obama's involvement. Are we going to send them the bill for all the COVID nonsense? No, of course not, because you liberals just do whatever you're told. You're brainwashed fools. Like that individual. $7 a gallon. Oh, Putin. Oh, Biden is loving that. Let me tell you, the Biden administration loves you, sir. They love idiots like you because you fall for anything. And Biden can get away with destroying this country's economy and destroying the middle class. And you're going to blame Putin like a freak, brainwashed zombie. And so the inflation will get worse. The consumer price index will go up. The middle class will shrink. The lower class will suffer. And all of these libtards will blame Putin because they don't have a clue how the world works or what's really going on. You're going to see $10 gasoline. And you're going to see everyone blame Putin. And the Biden administration and Jen Psaki are going to sit back like the energy secretary, and they are going to laugh their asses all the way to the media to blame Putin, and then they're going to keep laughing as you go scream at a sign at a gas station because you don't understand how you've been deceived. More on this. Iran's foreign minister to visit Russia on Tuesday. So you're starting to see the pieces of the puzzle starting to work their way out. And you know this, who's even allying with the U.S.? Is anyone really allying with the U.S. on this Ukraine situation? European countries? Not really. Pretty much just Ukraine. And so when you understand that, you understand everything. Why is the U.S. so interested and invested in the situational outcome in Ukraine? Because that's where all the major criminals in the West, in the U.S., have been laundering money, laundering political information, bribing, blackmailing. It's all been in Ukraine. That's why the U.S. and Biden has been so invested in that situation, while also riding it as a scapegoat for all the damage that they're doing in this country. But we'll have more on that tomorrow with Sean Stone. My point is, China, India, Mexico, Brazil, even Israel now, Iran, everyone is siding with Russia on this deal. And European countries are pretty much remaining neutral, in case you haven't noticed. Where's the NATO support? Biden caught lying to Germany and Poland about the military aircraft that they were sending. So, I mean, even Europe is like, you know what? I don't think we want to be siding with the U.S. on this deal in Ukraine. For Zelensky, a puppet president, a guy way in over his head, a guy who should have resigned a month ago? Yeah, I don't think so. It's just the U.S. and their corrupt interests, which are protecting their criminal operations in Ukraine while also riding the situation out as the perfect scapegoat as the Biden administration destroys the U.S. economy. I love this one, though. I love this little ditty from Salon today. Remember 3 weeks ago or so when Putin came out with the big speech basically saying what he's about to do in Ukraine, and he said that they're going to denazify Ukraine, and the liberal media and the Western media, oh, there's no Nazis, they don't exist. They're finally admitting that that was the truth today in Salon. Are there really neo-Nazis fighting for Ukraine? Well, yes, but it's a long story. Not really. Not really. After World War II, these Nazi kind of leftover remains, kind of just archetypal. I mean, there are no German Nazis. It's not like the real Nazis are still around. It's just like this weird tribal archetypal Nazi belief system or group or symbology that has just remained in Ukraine on Russia's doorstep that they're sick of because millions of Russians died beating the Nazis. I mean, millions died when they took Berlin alone in that weeks-long battle. So, yeah, the Russians are a little upset that there's Nazis sitting on their doorstep LARPing. And Putin says, but see, they're just backed by Western groups and armed by Western CIA groups as a proxy front. in front of Russia, in front of NATO. And so, yeah, Putin wasn't lying, and now even the liberals have to admit it. They're always late to the party, though. Are there really neo-Nazis fighting for Ukraine? Well, yes, but it's a long story. Just admit you were wrong. Just admit you were wrong about Putin. Just admit you lied to us about the neo-Nazis. Just admit it. But they always have, it's a long story, though. Oh, like PolitiFact. It's mostly true or it's mostly false. Just such liars. Such agents of propaganda. It's just unbelievable. But see, by the time they admit that they've been lied to, the useful operations of the lie has already run its course. EU head, if NATO gets involved in Russia-Ukraine conflict, it's World War III. What does that mean? The EU's not interested, folks. The EU's not interested. Telling you. The U.S. is isolated on this deal in Ukraine. We just haven't realized it yet. And again, the Biden administration doesn't care because they can ride it out as a scapegoat for them destroying the U.S. economy. And maybe they're not so concerned about Putin exposing all their crimes there because the Ukrainian military has burned all the evidence, as we saw in videos. But this biolab thing, that might be where the chickens come home to roost. Zelensky thanks Zuckerberg for helping him win the propaganda war. Ah, yes. Just like Facebook does in the West. Here in America, helping Democrats win the propaganda war. See how that goes? So all the corrupt Western enterprises like Big Tech are backing Zelensky. No surprise there. More so than even NATO or the EU, I would say. There's a lot of jaw-jocking and lip-smacking, but who is really backing Ukraine? Russia to shut down Facebook, Instagram over rule change allowing calls for violence against Russians. Yeah, Facebook, Instagram said you can threaten and kill Trump supporters and we'll allow that. Now they're saying the same thing about Russians. And then you have the mainstream media and liberals saying, oh my gosh, Putin's anti-free speech. Oh, now you care about free speech. Putin doesn't want Facebook operating in Russia because Facebook says it's okay to kill Russians. Oh boy, Putin's the bad guy. Senator Graham pledges support for no-fly zone over Ukraine if chemical weapons used. Folks, that's the tail wagging the dog. They wanted to stage a false flag chemical weapons attack in Ukraine and blame Russia, but I think they got caught. I don't think they're going to be able to do it anymore. I mean, that's a major celebration. That's the type of victory in a situation like this, in a Cold War situation like this, that doesn't get reported, doesn't make headlines, nobody knows about. Folks, I'm telling you. I mean, you can call it a victory for Russia. Call it a victory for the planet. The fact that the West, that planned on staging a false flag chemical attack to blame Russia and Ukraine, got caught, is a huge victory for the planet. Huge victory. China says no one and no force could stop it from taking Taiwan as 13 jets breach Taiwan airspace. Is Lindsey Graham going to call for the assassination of Xi Jinping? Does Lindsey Graham want us to invade and get involved in that situation in Taiwan and Hong Kong too? Lindsey Graham never seen a skirmish he didn't want you to die in. But I'm telling you folks, they got caught. And I don't know who was going to run it. I don't know who was running point on it. Biden or whoever, or Milley, I don't know. But they, or their proxy armies over there, the CIA, they planned on launching a chemical weapons attack or faking one and blaming Russia in Ukraine, and they got caught, folks. That is huge victory for the whole planet. Huge victory.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.